Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Jim Schreier. Jim, I need your website, please.
Far Cliffs, FarCliffs.com.
All right. And tell the audience what you do for your customers.
My biggest response is always to find out exactly what they need first before I propose my possible solutions, not walking in saying, here's the thing you ought to do, here's what you should train on. They ask me if I want to do some training on management. It's like, okay, let's find out what the issues are. Let's talk to people. Let's tour. I'm a big fan on doing two things, touring facilities and doing jobs if I can. I have a long list of actual jobs that I've performed to learn something about my clients.
Right, right. That's very smart. Management by walking around, right?
You got it, absolutely.
So,
for me, that's doing it.
Farcliffs.com, folks, is his website. We're talking about the crisis. It's no less than a crisis right now, Jim, in terms of the pursuit of talent, the desire to hold on to the talent you have, to find new talent, and there's going to be an all-out poaching war starting basically right now. Jim, what do you think for the best talent?
I agree, absolutely. I think that, and small businesses are going to be the ones that are potentially hurt more than that, because what happens with large businesses is everybody's poaching from each other.
Right.
So you just got this competitive people switching around.
Mm-hmm.
But companies that are going to poach from small businesses, the small business has got real problems replacing those people. And what I'm seeing is cutbacks in service. What I'm seeing is a significant increase in companies looking for help, and in some cases looking for help the wrong way. And that's going to lead to, again, cuts in service, and it's going to lead to businesses closing.
You're concerned about small businesses closing just because they can't get the talent.
Absolutely.
Well,
and what happened first, and this happened, when did this happen? This happened in, was it the 90s this happened, where a lot of businesses cut back hours because they couldn't get help? Well, what's the next step? You cut back hours, you start closing one day a week. The next step is your business drops because I go by to get my lunch and you're not serving that day. And the next thing you know, your business drops enough and you close. And that's why it is, as you labeled it, it's a crisis.
Yep. So one of the things you've been noticing also is that we may be what Daniel Patrick Moynihan called defining deviancy down. We may start lowering our standards for talent. Have you been observing that?
Absolutely. I just saw an article days ago that citing the fact that there are a lot of companies questioning why they're drug testing. And again, I think small businesses are the ones that are most likely to, if they may not be drug testing at all right now, so then they're being faced with this tremendous opioid crisis that they're not spotting.
Yep.
But if they are drug testing, a smaller company, I believe, is more likely to stop it in order to hire somebody than a larger company is.
Wow.
So the drug problem is back. It's in the third wave of critical nature with the opioid crisis.
Right.
And yet, at the same time, there's this increasing evidence that employers are cutting back on drug testing.
Well, and not only the drug testing, but when you cut back on something like that, if that's what's keeping you from hiring someone, what would have kept you from hiring them? When you go ahead, when you define deviancy down, as I say, and go ahead and allow that, all you're doing is inviting future problems, future implications in on your business, because people who, if they can't pass a drug test, you know, there's also a chance they might not have a driver's license.
That's right.
And are they going to show up for work? And are they going to be safe when they operate your equipment and drive your trucks and things like that? I mean, there's all kinds of implications, and that's your world. That's the world you operate in.
That's right. That's the world of implications. And here's another example of that. You just gave some excellent examples. Look at all the examples that show up in the paper recently and on the news sites on the web and stuff about these customer service interactions where a customer goes wild and the employee does something wild in return and attacks the customer. It's like every week we see some of those. My first question whenever I see those is, what's that employee on?
You know, Jim, I just got to say this. I think small businesses should stick to their standards. They should love up the people they have. They should pay them everything they can possibly pay them. They should find a way. There's new things coming out right now that will help them. There are people who can help them with their benefits. And they might have to spend a little money, but if they can beef up their benefits and their sophistication, it'll make people want to stay more before they even get poached. And they've got to do that, and they're going to have to find new technologies to cover some of the jobs that they can't hire for. I just don't think small business owners should lower their standards. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I agree with that. And it is overwhelmingly clear with everything that you just said, Jim, that it is easier and less expensive to retain an employee than it is to hire and train a new one.
Exactly. And I'd have a talk with them. I'd get them around the table and say, folks, I love you. I want to keep you. What do I need to do? How are we doing? I think you should be asking your key people, how are we doing? And if you feel like you're in a little bit of a weak position, well, I'm sorry, you probably are. Hey, Jim, farcliffs.com, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, come back soon.
Will do.
Good job today. Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.